Now, Alison Smittle's still with us. James Kavanagh's joined us from Greignamana. Will you spend Christmas in Greignamana or Dublin?
Cork.
Oh, Cork. Yeah. Neither of the aforementioned, right?
It's almost the segue for spiced beef, which is from Cork.
Yes,
it's
always
a Cork
it?
Thing. Yeah. So my boyfriend William is from Cork. Yeah. And I was introduced, we're together 10 years, so I was introduced to spiced beef on my first Christmas down in Cork, and I'm obsessed with it. It's
beautiful.
So delicious. It is kind of corned beefy vibes. Like, it's
right.
Similar, but it's served cold, and it's great in sandwiches, like for the following days.
Yeah.
But they'd have the spiced beef. I once had a goose. William made the goose, the spiced beef, the turkey, and the ham.
Wow.
Which was
so much.
Four. Have you ever done the turkadoggan thingamajig?
No, that freaks me out.
Yes.
Freaks me out. It's Frankenstein.
It's very taxidermy-ish, isn't it, actually?
Is.
Yeah,
it looks rotten. Like, it doesn't
look great. No,
and there's
usually
a lot of faffing about as well.
Exactly.
And a lot of manhandling the stuff.
I know.
And sewing. Like, they sew it up.
Monster. Just back to the spiced beef for a moment, because we're not known for our. We don't have a sort of spicy palate in this country. So what sort of, is it chili spice or what is it?
No, it's almost like a smoky kind of spice.
Oh, right, okay. Sort of cured, sort of.
Yeah, it's cured, exactly.
Right.
So it's not spicy, I wouldn't say. Like, you're not going to burn your tongue or anything.
No,
it's just,
right.
It's almost like a smokiness to it.
Is the
really
texture,
good.
Is it like Spam or is it like, is it smooth to the mouth? Or
it is smooth. No, it's smooth to the mouth. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know where this is going to go.
Do you know, it makes a good Reuben. You know, Reuben, like pastrami?
Yes.
It's almost like that. Make a really lovely Reuben with sauerkraut and spiced beef.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah. It's very good. Very good.
James, I hear a rustling.
Greignamana, you're not going to spend your Christmas there. So people know or may not know that you moved down there 7 months ago.
Yes.
Left
the city behind, yeah.
Yes.
So myself and William have a podcast called The Simpler Life.
Right.
And it was, we basically wanted to document the transition from city to country. And we're 22 episodes in or something. And we've kind of realised it's not a simpler life. At all. It's a much better life. We like it. But like, you have to think of septic tanks, well, like we're on our own kind of thing. So the power went like a million times last week. You know, now we have almost an acre of garden to like mow. And like, so there's so many things now that I just didn't think about when I was in Dublin. We were on mains.
Banshees.
I now have to. Banshees.
Banshees. You gotta think of them, you know?
I have to go to the well and change the filter now.
Poor thing.
Yeah, so, but no, we're loving it. Right. But it's definitely not a simpler life.
Yeah. Here's a tip. Brussels sprouts and ham water, the only way to cook them, mouth watering.
Ooh, yes.
So I'm going to cook the Brussels sprouts in the ginger ale ham water.
Yeah, parboil them.
Yeah,
I parboil and then roast, though.
Right.
I'll parboil and roast.
I put a little cross in the back of them. That's my job at Christmas. manufacturing, yeah.
And what is that? That's the full extent of your...
Peeling. Oh, that I'm a sous chef.
Right,
I'm a sous chef.
Very
I'm not
important.
One for flavouring because I tried flavouring once and they said you flavour too much.
Yeah.
You know, my stepdad thinks that rice is a spice, so I've been taken away. All it was a bit of aromat and nutmeg. But look,
that's it.
My friend's dad, Irish dad, obviously, he said there's too much flavour in this. Too much flavour.
That is the most Irish thing I've ever. The flavour is overwhelming.
So just while I add to that,
my
late dad, when we were trying to encourage him to drink more water, his response was, "I don't like the taste of it with nothing in it."
Kind of galloping,
yeah, I do.
Okay, so great to see you, and thanks for coming in. So Cork,
absolutely.
When are you heading down to Cork?
So we are going to go to Cork Christmas Eve.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll head down there. We're doing a few pre Christmases. So we had like friend Christmas last week.
Right.
Next on the 27th, I'm having my family down. So we'll have Christmas in the house, just not on Christmas Day.
Okay.
It's a lot of
have two Christmas trees.
I can't believe it's not Christmas Day.
So you've been inspired. Like, you've been inspired by Dolly Parton in the Christmas tree front. Yes.
She has Dolly Parton has a Christmas tree in every room.
What? Do you know what that is? A great.
She
idea.
Does life well.
She does. Do life well.
So I have a Christmas tree in the dining room and a Christmas tree in the sitting room. So I just wanted to be able
real
to see a Christmas
or
tree.
Artificial?
Real. I'm a real Christmas tree. I was raised on plastic Christmas trees, and as soon as I had my own house, I'm like, I'm getting a real Christmas tree.
I rebelled.
So now, this is a tip for anyone who has a real Christmas tree. You water it with boiling water, the tree, and sugar. And the boiling water, if you water the tree with cold water, the sap hardens and it won't suck the water up. Right. So boiling water is what you water your tree
and
with.
And sugar, what's the sugar for?
Sugar is just nice for
keep
the tree.
It sweet.
Yeah, little treat. Yeah. Little treat for the tree.
Little treat for the tree.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, there's been so many opportunities for segues, but I'm going to take that one. Treats.
Oh, yes.
Treats, right. Christmas, yes. Christmas treats. And we thought to ourselves that you can sort of splash out on the snacks over Christmas.
Absolutely.
So we went out and we bought a selection of posh crisps.
This is like 10 grand in front of you. They are posh crisps.
I've taken a picture of this, right?
There's no
I've never been treated so well in my life, right there.
No budget here.
So we fly through them.
Right.
So these are Kyo's roast turkey and secret stuffing.
Ooh. Secret stuffing. Okay, cool.
All right, have a go of those and see what you think.
Okay. Too much flavour.
Too much flavour.
I can taste it. It's turkey. Do you know the way you were saying earlier about like a turkey's a big chicken?
Yeah.
I can tell that it's turkey. Or
so
is it because I
can
taste the stuffing that I associated with turkey?
Mmm, that's very Christmassy.
Is it?
It tastes like Christmas dinner.
Right.
These be amazing in a Christmas sandwich.
For texture.
You're like the moist maker.
Yes.
This would be the crunch maker.
The dry maker.
Yes.
That's my nickname.
Now, people know Kyo's, but they may not know
Blanconino.
Blanconino. Now, that sounds very, very international, but actually Blanconino are made in Tipperary.
Yes. Oh.
We have the chili and lime flavour tortilla.
I love these.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Dick, you're such a gent as well.
I know.
Thank you.
If you see these in someone's house, you know they're bougie. Blanconino chips.
Oh, right.
Crisps. Yeah.
Right.
Mm. No. I already know what it tastes like.
Yes.
You've been to nice houses.
So limey.
Yeah, it is very good. Yeah, you can tell they've used citric acid on this. I feel, you know.
Definitely citrus.
Lovely story with these. Joe's Farms, Chris, from Killa in East Cork.
Mm.
And we spoke to Sandra Burns from Joe Farms, Chris. There were floods down there and they had a small window of opportunity to harvest their beetroot crop.
Right.
So they put a call out locally and all the locals gathered together, like something from a movie.
Oh.
And went in on a Saturday morning and saved the beetroot.
Oh, I love that.
And as a result, you can sample these. So these are beetroot crisps.
Gorgeous.
From Joe's Farm.
Sorry,
these are yeah,
the packaging. Gorgeous packaging.
This sounds a little bit up its own. But if you're visiting somebody,
yes,
what a nice thing to do to bring along some of these, because they're just rather than a packet of crisps, these posh crisps, bring them along and means that you put a bit of thought into it.
I don't really do starters. Like we're having a dinner party, I'll do crisps and hummus and dips and stuff like that. So you can have a few bowls of these.
This is gorgeous.
Isn't it?
That is my favourite so far.
Isn't it? The beetroot crisps from
earthy,
Joe Farms.
It tastes beautiful.
Yeah. Now we go. It's still staying Cork. The Skibbereen Food Company, Nibbly Wibblies.
Love the name. That's my nickname. Nibbly Wibbly Kavma.
Now have a Nibbly Wibbly.
Thank you. Nibbly Wibbly, Alison.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
It's Christmas.
Thank you so much.
So these are cheesy.
Oh, I love
Ooh, Nibbly Wibblies.
Oh, it tastes nibbly.
Does it
and wibbly.
Oh, wibbly. Is yeah. I can feel the wibbles now.
I'm wibbly. Oh, that's very good.
Is it?
Yeah. The texture is kind of knick-knacks. Yeah. Do you remember those?
Oh, it's very knick-knack.
But a cheese vibe to it.
Isn't it brilliant that there's so many of these companies all over the country?
I didn't know this existed.
Yes. Yeah. That's the Skibbereen Food Company in Cork.
This is a posh Cheeto. It's like posh Watsits or Cheetos.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, treat yourself this Christmas.
I will.
If you're a fan. And finally, there's a lot of own brand stuff, but we just went with one. Dunstore Simply Better. Hand-cut, crinkle-cut, pickled onion crisps.
Oh.
So they're one step up from your...
Oh, sorry, if you can see the crisp, listeners, it's gorgeous.
That is an aesthetically pleasing crisp.
It's
I
like
have to say,
if you looked up the dictionary and it was a picture, and you looked up crisp, this is the crisp.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
I don't know about crinkle cut. I never warmed to crinkle cut.
Is it too much texture for you, Ray?
Yeah,
you're just like it's.
Yeah,
I like it.
Do you know what's like meanies?
It's like meanies, but without the fun texture, if I'm being, you know, because I do want to be a little bit critical.
Now, we're running mad late.
Duns could
James
take
Kavanagh,
it, you know.
Alison Spittle, you need to give us your top posh crisp there. Just
beetroot.
I'm going to go...
You're going to go beetroot, Alison.
Yeah. I'm going to go Nibbly Wibbly.
Joe's Farm. Yes. Yeah, they're both the best.
There you go. There you go.
But probably second is the pickled onion. I love that because I love meanies. And that's total meanie.
There you go.
Meanie vibes.
Alison, good luck with the BBC Radio 4
Thank
series.
You so much. Yeah.
Great to see you, and say happy Christmas to all your family and friends. And similar to you, James, say happy Christmas to William and enjoy the Cork Christmas. That's it.